You're listening to Hump Day News and Rumors on Mousecapades Radio.
Get ready for something majestic.
The following is an original production of the Mousecapades Radio Network.
Now, from the Mousecapades Studios, here are your hosts.
Happy Hump Day, Mousecapades listeners. This is Vicky, and I'm here with Stephanie, Christy, and Brandy. And we've been talking for a while, so we're going to go ahead and get started on this episode. We hope that you're all staying safe, happy, and healthy. This is episode 842, and you're listening to the number one podcast that entertains that space between your ears, the Mousecapades and More podcast.
It is really fun to chat, though, with the gang, isn't it, Vicky?
It really is.
Just a reminder, though, the Mousecapades and More podcast is a part of Your Story Travel Company. So if you're looking to book a trip, we would love to help you. You could text Vicky, Brandy, Chrissy, or myself, Stephanie, at 636-373-4497. And you know that we'd be happy to get with you to design a magical vacation. A small refundable deposit of $200 is going to hold your resort and ticket package. So go ahead and pick up that phone. Contact one of us today.
So Sunday at the parks at Magic Kingdom, guests were wondering what was going on. So the park opens the 30 minutes early for the resort guests. This is where it's a downfall, or that doesn't help. They saw that the following rides were closed on the Genie app: Big Thunder Mountain, Pirates of the Caribbean, Haunted Mansion, Peter Pan, and the People Mover. And they were like, what the heck is up? Because that's why a lot of people, I know most people get there to ride like Space Mountain or Seven Dwarfs Mine Train at the 30 minute extras for resort guests. But still, those are other popular rides that some people try to hop on, and they were all closed in the morning. The cast members were all encouraging people, of course, at the rope drop to go ride Space Mountain or go ride Small World or try to get a Tron boarding pass, which is another interesting thing we need to talk about before I finish this. Disney didn't make a comment as to why, and I didn't see that the rides came back up yesterday, but from what I could see today on the app, so we're recording on Monday, listeners, if you don't remember that. So from what I could tell, those rides were all back up again today on Monday, July 10th. And So it just seems weird that they were all down and they're not all in the same location. Like, it's not all Tomorrowland or it's not all Adventureland. It's like all over the park.
And they weren't just temporarily closed. They were just missing from the Genie app.
It just said temporarily something. Not working or
temporarily unavailable, I think is what it pops up as.
It's one thing. I know that they had some weather Saturday. So like I could see Big Thunder Mountain because that closes if there's like lightning in the area. Mm-hmm. But the rest of them, I'm perplexed. And a lot of people do, especially on the 30 minute early openings, run for Peter Pan. If a cast member told me to try Small World rather than Peter Pan, I'd laugh. I'd be like, That's a waste of my time. I mean, I do love Small World.
Right.
I'd be like, I'm not here to ride Small World with my 30 minutes extra.
But besides Big Thunder Mountain and People Mover, everything else is pretty much inside.
Right. So it's perplexing. Maybe they had some power outages.
Well, that makes me think, I'm pretty sure, you know, because I'm sure all of us Disney nerds, we like to do this. We check the wait times at the parks. And so I think it was yesterday that I was checking, but I was at Epcot and both Frozen and Test Track were temporarily unavailable as well, or temporarily closed or something. And I was like, dang, those are two big ones. So that's a bummer. And Remy's was, I think it had a really long line because of that or something like that, that I was just going, wow, that stinks. Like, those are some of the big attractions.
And I do know we have friends who work for the other major parks in Central Florida.
We can talk about those now. We can talk about those. We're and more.
Yes, we do. We do. Mike's best friend has worked. In fact, he'll be celebrating 30 years with Universal.
Oh, wow.
He
works overnight. He overnights. He's held many, many different positions with Universal. He was just in town last week and we spent quite a bit of time with he and his wife. And I know over the years he's been like ride engineer of some sort. And when weather, I mean, I'm not saying that this is what affected Disney's rides on Sunday, but when weather affects the rides or a power outage or something like that. It can take hours for those rides. If they shut down and power down, it can take hours for those rides to come back up. Mm. It's not just a matter of clicking a few buttons.
Right.
It can be. He used to work overnight in maintaining some of those big coasters and whatnot. It was fascinating talking to him. I would love to pick his brain more on some of the projects he's worked on over the years. But I know that even if it's a power surge or a power flicker, it might affect that.
So crazy. But I wanted to go back to the thing where the cast members were encouraging them to go Space Mountain and It's a Small World. Totally get that. But Tron, to try to get a boarding group. So keep in mind, that's 8:30 in the morning. You can start getting boarding groups at 7. I've been hearing that on a lot of vlogs, that you can still get boarding groups sometimes at 9:30 or 10 o'clock in the morning for Tron. It's not that new. I mean, it's not that old. Excuse me.
Wow.
And the same thing with Guardians of the Galaxy. It's only over there. I heard that it was full in the morning, but the afternoons, sometimes 2 and 3 o'clock, you can still get a boarding group for Guardians of the Galaxy, which is weird to me. But again, they're saying the summer crowds are down.
True.
So
I don't know. I saw some crazy pictures that it just, you know, people take the picture like, this is 10 a.m. or this is such and such at Rope Drop. And I don't know if it's just that, you know, it's perspective is everything. Like, is it just that it's at that moment because everything was, other things were down, everybody was going to that. You know what I mean? Like, wherever they happen to be. Like, the Rope Drop one was, I was like, well, I mean, you can hold a camera and it looks like you have an infinite sea of people at Rope Drop, no matter what. But I think it was a line for something that wasn't that big of a deal, and it was, like, stretched around the corner. But it could have been, I didn't realize, I didn't check the app because I was doing something, but it could have been the day that all the stuff was down.
Well, I don't know. The summer crowd thing, we could be onto something, only because 4th of July is traditionally a day that Magic Kingdom shuts to capacity. And last week, I wasn't hearing anything about.
No, it wasn't. It didn't get shut down. Kyle Paolo, that I watch, and Tim Tracker both were there and were amazed. Now, at the fireworks, it drew, but I'm sure a lot of those were locals.
Right, sure.
Because when they were there in the morning, there was not a lot of nothing going on. But then when they were there at the firework time, it was a little bit crowded.
Right. Granted, I saw some pictures of Epcot during the day on the 4th, and it looked like a ghost town.
I know, because Kyle Paolo did his episode from there.
It's weird because some people are saying it's empty. And then, like Brandy said, then there will be those random people who post a picture and you're like,
well, it makes me wonder that if the people that are saying it's empty are ones that are there all the time, and the ones that think it's crowded, it's one of their first times and they've not seen a large crowd. So they're not used to that.
So they've never seen spring break.
No kidding. Well, the vloggers, or Christmas time, actually.
Yeah.
The vloggers are all talking about it, that it's crazy.
Well, I'll tell you what it's like next week.
Well, yeah. And we're going to also talk about some more promotions that came out. So I'm just saying, interesting. Very interesting. All right, Steph, kick it off.
All right. I have an interesting story for you as well on that interesting topic. This is not so fantastic. I did not get to see the video. So there happened to be a little bitty incident with a beloved Marvel character at Disneyland on the Avengers campus. Several cast members had to rush to help out. So what happened was there was Groot, and he took a very dangerous fall. There's a video of it. First of all, it's Brenda_D18 is the one who posted it. If you're looking for it on TikTok, you can see Groot fall from Guardians of the Galaxy. After stumbling, he tried to hold on to one of the pillars outside of Mission Breakout, and it did not work. It was unsuccessful. He ended up laying on the floor. Cast members ran to check on him. They tried to clear, of course, the sidewalks from the guests so that they could give him some space and get him off. They were able to successfully get him backstage, but they didn't release a statement, which makes me think that hopefully he was okay and didn't have any serious injuries. We're hoping, of course, that he is fine and that he's able to get back to work soon and that it wasn't as serious as some of the people might have felt it was from the video.
Right.
Sad. And I can't imagine seeing that. Can you imagine being a kid there and watching that happen? Like,
I know. I was just like, I remember the Spider-Man that fell and that I saw the video before we reported on it, and the kids all, you could hear the kids gasping.
So I'm watching this video on TikTok, and unless I missed something, he, when they say fell off a pillar, we're not talking about like a pillar, like high up in the air. We're talking about like the sidewalk things kids climb on and balance on, like around a flower bed.
Oh, okay.
Like I'm talking a foot off the ground. It almost looks like he tripped over his own 2 feet. Like, honestly, or like something.
And but he tripped so dramatically that he had to lay on the ground, maybe because of the suit.
Yeah, like his inner shoe came out of the costume part of the shoe and couldn't grip anything. And then maybe they tried to pawn it off like it was part of the show. And that's why he just stayed down and got like very dramatically picked up by his handlers. Like, I just copied and pasted, like, the name and typed into TikTok. I mean, unless this is a shortened video, but I'm like, people are already, like, duetting it. Like, it does not seem like a bit. It almost seems funny.
And that would explain why Disney didn't report on his injuries, because there probably were none.
Well, good. I'm glad for that.
Indeed.
It more looks like the guy probably, like, tripped and then tried to make it, like, oh, no, let's make, you know, let's play it off. Like, let's do something. And then there's, like, it is very dramatic when like 6 handlers come around and like very dramatically like pick him up, like light as a feather, stiff as a board style, and like carry him off. So it's kind of funny. Like, I wonder if it was an accident. And then he was like, oh man, I got to make this look more entertaining for the people at home. So,
or he was just like, I can't get up, guys. You're going to have to help me.
Yeah, or I really, my feet have come out of my shoes and there's no way I can stand up. Let's make this entertaining, but I'm not hurt, but I really do need help up.
Well, I like that much better. Much better.
And it was just like the outer like waiting area. And I mean, I don't know DL as well, but it's not like he fell like off of the top of like the structure.
Well, Groot, we're glad you're good. And now we're going to move on because we've spent a lot of time on something that he wasn't even hurt.
I am Groot.
A couple of weeks ago, we shared with you that Elemental, the latest Disney Pixar movie, didn't do so well on the opening weekend of the movie. It seems the movie was said to be the lowest opening in history. Seems to be holding its own at the theaters. Since the movie opened on July 15th, it hasn't reached number one, but it has been in the top 5. The success isn't just in the United States, but also around the world as well. Elemental has gained $30 million overseas, signifying an increase in several international markets. This would make Elemental's current global box office gross $252 million over its budget. This is much better than many experts had predicted for the movie. It sounds like we all need to give this movie a chance.
Yeah, that first weekend that we reported after, it was not sounding good for them. I think from what I read, that if this was these were 2 huge articles, so I had to condense, but like they had it broken down by country, but I didn't feel like that was necessary to tell the listeners, although you can go and look for the article if you would like. Just Google Elemental and I'm sure you can find that article. But I was happy to see that it had stayed in the top 5 because we hadn't heard anything like that.
One of my friends took her kids and said it was very cute. I was like, oh, really? I heard it wasn't doing well. And she goes, oh, I thought it was adorable.
And maybe that's why it started doing better, because, you know, people were like, I don't have to go see it. It's probably, you know, my last one wasn't my favorite. And then people are saying it's good. And they're like, okay, well, I guess I should go check it out.
Or you had to get into the summer where people were like, all right, it's now I'm done being outside. It got hot. I want to go sit in the cold movie theater. Well, moving on to more elements and animals. We all know that when we go to visit Disney World, we're going to see alligators. Maybe a snake. Definitely going to see frogs and bugs and the fun little Florida lizards that are the best. I love them. They're so cute.
Love those lizards.
I love them. It means I'm in Florida. It makes me happy. But you would really be shocked if you saw what the guests saw on the bridge between the Boardwalk and Swan and Dolphin Hotel, as they saw a black bear.
Nuts.
On the bridge. Cast members were told right away. They called wildlife. They removed him from Disney property. No one was hurt. Bear was transported to habitat. So he can be safe and we can be safe. And I would not expect that when I'm in the mountains in North Carolina or Tennessee. Like I had to explain to my daughter, we were at my sister's wedding, why we had to lock the trash up outside in a storage with a padlock at my great aunt's house before she passed away. The first time I took Abby there, she was like, why don't you take the garbage outside? Like, why when we're done with a trash bag, does it stay in the house? Because, you know, she's always lived here in the Midwest where we just take it out to our garage. And I was like, bears. It's like, Mom, are you serious? I'm like, I am 100% serious. If not bears, at least a raccoon that's just going to be a mess because, you know, no trash pickup out in the country. You got to take it off yourself.
I could not imagine seeing a black bear on Disney property. That's insane.
I know.
I would not believe it for a second.
What character is this? Let me get my picture with it.
Is that a country bear?
Is he from Brother Bear?
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, no way. I wouldn't buy it. I wouldn't believe it.
So over in Disneyland in California, Haunted Mansion is going to be closing, but I have great news because originally we thought it was going to close for the overlay for the Nightmare Before Christmas overlay before we got there. But the good news is it's not closing until 7 days after we leave, which is August 14th through September 1st. It'll be closed and reopen on the 2nd of September with the new, well, not new, but the yearly Nightmare Before Christmas overlay. So that's good. We will get to see the Haunted Mansion while we were there. It won't have the overlay, but we still get to see Haunted Mansion so we can compare it to Disney World. Also, at Disney's California Adventure, the Oogie Boogie Bash tickets went on sale last week. And I'm sure you guys know it was a little over a week and a half ago, I think. And I know there were a lot of issues caused. I know that Matt from the show was trying to get tickets. He actually did get tickets, but they paused the sales of them. And they're not restarting the sales until July 11th. They said they had some technical difficulties. And it will start no earlier than 9 a.m. Pacific time. However, it runs from September 5th to October 31st, and they're expecting it to sell out quickly. So if you're wanting the tickets, they said to be online at July 11th at 9 a.m. Pacific time. But again, if you all do it at the same time, I'm thinking you're going to have technical difficulties again. So just be ready to sit online and watch the what goes round and round on those. I wonder. You think it's Space Mountain too? Because you know how when we're
you're in orbit.
Yeah, the one that says you're in orbit over and over and over. But anyway, so good luck if you want Oogie Boogie Bash. I know Matt did get his, so he's very excited. He is going to that.
I just still don't understand why such a large company has so many technical difficulties. You'd think they would work out the kinks, but they don't.
I know.
Lovely.
There were some angry people. I know that.
Mm-hmm. And then to wait for that long, like, it's not like they'll be back up tomorrow.
Yep.
On to some more exciting news. I love a good discount, and that's what I'm about to share with you. We've got some summer savings that are back for the Swan and Dolphin on certain nights. Disney annual pass holders and Florida residents can save up to 30% on rooms at the Swan and Dolphin. These are like deluxe resorts, which means that you would qualify for those late night extra hours at the parks on select nights, which is really nice because Swan and Dolphin are very close to Epcot. So great location there. Get that extra evening magic hours. It would be lovely. You are also able to enter the parks 30 minutes before for the early morning magic as well, just like the resort guests. So sometimes people think that Swan and Dolphin, since they're not the official Disney resorts, that you don't get the same amenities, but you do get those amenities. You do get to get in 30 minutes early, and you do get the deluxe resort amenities as well.
And I got to stay in this one right before Hurricane Ian hit. That pool is amazing. In fact, I was booking for customers the other day, and I was like, you're sure you want me to book all these, or you want me to look at these deluxe ones? And I said, I'm fine with that. I just didn't know where your budget lies or whatever. Then I ended up doing Swan because they looked at the pool and they were like, you're right. They just wanted a really good pool because they were going to go half the time to parks and half the time that they're there just have pool days. And I'm like, I'm telling you, this pool was amazing. My friend was there on business, so we got to stay 2 days with her there. It was humongous. It's like three or four pools all hooked together. There's more of a kiddie section. I mean, kids were in our area, but it was mostly adults. And it has like a waterfall. And so I sold them on that reservation because it does. They do get to go to extra magic hours at night because it's considered a deluxe. And they get that 30 minute. And that's a neat thing.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now. The pool is pretty beautiful.
They have two. I like one looks like your standard pool at a resort. a regular resort, not a Disney resort. But the other one's really nice, like with rock. It reminds me of Wilderness. Chrissy's got more good news.
Now through August 31st, the Disney Springs Good Neighbor Hotels are offering a special rate starting at $97 per night at 7 hotels that are within walking distance of Disney Springs. If you are a teacher or an educator of sort, you know, any...
Yes,
because I looked into this myself and book a room at one of the Disney Spring area hotels now through August 15th through stays through September 4th, you're eligible for even more special discounts. The teacher rates start at just $92 for those 7 hotels, including the new Drury Plaza Hotel. Don't forget, that hotel has got a free full breakfast that includes Mickey waffles. And from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m., they offer a light dinner spread that includes chili, hot dogs, baked potatoes, and much, much more. For the Pagnottis, that is worth the price of admission.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I do love that the hotels are doing that. The one that we stayed at last October, it ended up, it says it's a good neighbor, but I mean, I booked it through DTA, but it wasn't on prop, you know, it wasn't right by Disney Springs.
The Flamingo ones, right?
It was Home to Suites.
Home to Suites at Flamingo Crossing. I booked that for some clients as well because of their, they just needed, they're a blended family and have a lot of kids. They needed a bigger size room.
It was amazing. Like two queen size bed, and then the couch bed was not the normal. It was a queen size, and it was not the normal mattress that you get on a let out bed. It had a 3-quarter refrigerator, a dishwasher, a microwave. They would bring you burners, like, you know, those little travel burners if you wanted to like cook like that. I just was really impressed.
Home Two Suites are across the board like that. If you ever need to stay at a Home Two Suites, like, just because I'd stayed a lot of Hilton hotels, especially for dance stuff, if we have to be there for a whole weekend for a dance comp, I love that because you can store like so many snacks. And Abby loves it when you have a real freezer because you can put buy actual ice cream and keep in the room to come home to. Like, that's always her favorite thing, when you can get actual ice cream and keep it in the hotel.
I couldn't say enough good things about that. And I had it's actually one of Steph's former students too. Her family was staying at the one Homewood Suites. They were right next to each other, but the food place was in ours, which was Home Two Suites. And but they were saying how much they loved it and that they stay there all the time. So
somebody on Facebook posted about this educator discount, and I played around with it on DTA when I heard about it. And some of those deals are amazing for this time of year travel. And it's worth looking into.
Makes you want to hop on a plane.
Yeah, like, I just don't know why it goes all the way till September 4th. That's the bummer. Like, we've already started working by then. I wish they would have released this a little bit earlier.
A lot of the East Coast schools won't go back till after Labor Day.
Yeah, but the teachers always go back early. Like,
true.
As
true.
A teacher, you have to go back to start setting up your room. But it is an amazing deal. And the Drury, like you mentioned, with the free evening, like, not only does it have the free breakfast, it's a good free breakfast, that they've got that evening kind of like happy hour thing. And not only does it have those evening food items, but it has like 3 free drink vouchers per person.
And they do that in their hotels across the country.
Yes, yeah. They do.
Because that's when my siblings come into town, they tend to stay at Drury Inns. Also, I don't know about the one in, I always want to say downtown in Disney Springs, but they're also usually pet friendly.
Oh.
Drury Inns. So
interesting.
I don't know about Disney Springs, but at least the one here at Mid Rivers is.
All right. Good to know.
Okay, so some more great news. The Pog Juice, and if you don't know what that is, passion fruit, orange, and guava juices combined. Gelato. We reported on that. They're serving at the Hollywood Studios kiosk near the Muppets 3D. It is now a permanent item. It was not a seasonal or a limited edition, so that will be there for you to enjoy always. So Pog Juice Gelato, that sounds amazing.
Yeah, it does.
And at that same stand, guests found a watermelon sorbet. It is said to be sweet, such as the level of sweetness in a very ripe watermelon, just in time for summer that you would get at the store. It's like Disney took that perfectly ripe watermelon, froze it, turned it into a sorbet. And if you're going to be in Hollywood Studios this summer, you may want to get one or both of those refreshing cold treats, because that place gets hot.
It does.
With all that concrete and the no shade to be found unless you're inside. And that sounds incredible.
I would do both. It'd be too hard to pick.
Yeah, I wouldn't be able to pick.
We just get one of each and share with the family.
That's what we, my husband and I always do when we're trying something new. We try to be like, okay, you get this and I'll get this. And then we share, you know, we never try to get the same thing. We always try to get different things so we can all have something.
That's the best way to do it.
Mm-hmm.
That's weird. There's a lot of people who do not share, though. There's a lot of people who think that that's really weird. That
I know.
We're the sharing type of family. And he's like, ooh, let me try a bite of that. They're like, ew, no, eat your own food.
That's how we got to try so many things in Disneyland, is we bought so many different snacks and just shared them. Otherwise, we'd get too full too fast.
I thought it was a normal thing to do, is you just try, but I guess not everybody does.
You have to do that at Food and Wine, or you'd never.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, if I would have drank that whole mimosa flight by myself that I shared with you and Gina in that heat.
Right.
I might have been on somebody's TikTok. I mean, you never know. It's a good practice. Like, just keep
she'd
it
be
all.
Like Groot falling over.
Right.
She'd have lost her shoes.
Speaking of mimosa flights, the menus for some of the 2023 Epcot's Food and Wine Festivals, the 25 booths, were released this week. Not all the menus, but some of them. There are 5 booths that are coming to the Food and Wine Festival. Some of them are returning that Disney doesn't think that we should miss. Keep in mind, I think we've said this every week, but I feel like we need to keep saying it, that it is running from July 27th to November the 14th. So Stephanie and I are going to share about these 5 popular booths and the foods that they think that you should definitely not miss. So at the India booth, the curry spiced crispy cheese with a mango curry ketchup was a huge hit last year. And so they're recommending that you go back and get that again. 2 other items that were recommended, the chicken tikka masala with fennel spiced yogurt and the naan bread. They also have a mango lassi drink that's for the mango fans. I really love mango.
Me too.
I just had a mango boba tea and it is delicious. The Hawaii booth is another must-visit booth for the spam sushi. That would be right up Gina's alley. The Kahlua pork sliders and the passion fruit cheesecake. And Kaylee got that passion fruit cheesecake last year. It was awesome. Oh, that's not where the flight came from. The flight came from Simmering Sips, though, I think. Stephanie's going to tell us the rest.
And then we've got the refreshment port. We'll be bringing back that braised beef poutine. It's a, then they have this new item. It's a cinnamon sugar beaver tail. And it kind of sounds like it's a churro type of dessert. And then they have this Florida Orange Grooves Winery Sparkling Peach Wine.
I like to say that about 5 times.
Right. Like imagine ordering that if you've had a few of those. Just say the peach wine, shorten it up a little bit, but that does sound pretty amazing also. Then over at the Canada booth, we have beer cheese soup on a pretzel roll. Yum. I would definitely do that. This booth can also give you the chance to sample the Canadian filet mignon without needing a reservation at Le Cellier. Which that's a really hard to get reservation. So if you want to give it a try, then go to the Canada booth. And then I had this last time. I think I might have eaten some of who ordered this one? The fry basket? I think Tammy and Matt ordered them maybe. And Tammy didn't want them and I ended up eating a lot of them.
I ate a lot of them. Whatever it was, somebody was like, because I remember feeling like, I don't know, I feel like they were mine because I ate so many, but maybe they weren't.
Yeah, I thought the same. I know I didn't order them, but I sure did eat my good share of them.
We went and got those bowls from somewhere else, and I think somebody else got the fries, and that's what that was about. But
anyway. And they were good. So this fry basket kiosk, yes, I needed my own. It was a hit last year. And they have this fry flight. You can sample 3 different types of fries. There's sea salt and malt vinegar fries, barbecue bacon fries with a garlic aioli. And then there's the sweet potato casserole fries. Those, I'm not normally a sweet potato fry person. This changed me. I would be for these fries. There's candied pecans, toasted marshmallow cream, and then a caramel whiskey. They were delicious.
What was that, like, marshmallow dipping sauce, I think, is what?
That's what did it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm, so good.
Yeah, I didn't hear of anybody that didn't like those last year.
I think we were munching on those when we ran into your kids, Vicky.
Oh, that's right.
I don't even like sweet potatoes, and I would eat those.
Yeah, I almost didn't try them because I'm like, nah, I've never met a sweet potato fry that I liked. Then I was like, I'll eat all of them.
And the Muppets are even joining the Food and Wine Festival this year. Dr. Bunsen Honeydew will be joining the brewing lab at the Odyssey. They will be taste testing some new snacks like the unnecessarily spicy yet extremely tasty Scotch Bonnet Pepper Curry Wings and the Pickle Milkshake. Yes, you heard that correctly. The festival will have a pickle milkshake. Not sure we want to taste that, but we will give you the opinions of Disney guests once that booth opens. There are 50 new menus amongst the over 200 selections at the festival booths this year. If you are wanting to try them all, you may need to start on the very first day.
A pickle milkshake. I'm wondering if that's specified for pregnant people.
Right. I can't even imagine. I have heard a little bit of buzz about it, but yeah, that's.
I think that they maybe did that just because people are going to try it to say they've tried it. Like, even though nobody thinks it's going to be delicious, they're like, well, I might as well try it.
It's going to be Instagram and TikTok worthy. It's yep. going to be all about the views and the hits and the clicks.
I think it's going to be like the corn brulee. Remember this earlier in the summer, they had the corn brulee and it was corn in creme brulee. And some people either loved it or hated it. It was a very controversial thing at one of the booths.
I'm going to text my friend Andrea about this pickle milkshake. She drinks pickle juice. Like, she's one of those who does not let any of it go to waste.
Yeah, my sisters love pickle juice.
Mm.
So I'll be interested if they try it.
Mine goes down the sink.
I will say, when I was pregnant, I did enjoy getting one of those big fat pickles, putting it on a plate, and drinking a cold glass of milk while I was consuming it.
Ew.
I'm not a milk person, so
it never occurred to me to blend them together. Like, I think it was just something about the acid dilution or something that just I enjoyed. I also enjoyed Funyuns, the chips.
Oh yeah.
With chocolate milk.
Oh, okay.
Interesting cravings.
It was weird.
She's creating new foods.
I was. It was a whole new thing. But let's talk about some flavors everyone will enjoy. So there's a special event at Disney Springs that's happening right now called Flavors of Florida. It is now through August 13th. There are many places like Amaret, Coca-Cola Rooftop Bar, and more featuring orange and citrus-infused desserts and beverages. So we talked a little bit about it last week, and we want to give you the new, when we were giving you the new Gideon's Cookie of the Month. It has the Key Lime Chocolate Chip Cookie. Gideon's did bring back the orange cold brew for this event. And we told you the July cake for Gideon's is a coconut cake. This week, we found out the details that makes our mouths water even more, as this cake is three layers of vanilla cake covered with coconut cream, buttercream, caramel, and coconut cream, topped with shaved toasted coconut, homemade salted caramel ribbons between the layers, and toasted coconut on the outside. It's available every Wednesday and Saturday. This is much of a change as it used to be Wednesdays and Sundays. So
it looks amazing, though.
While I don't care to wait in the line as other people do, I'm waiting in a line at Disney. There better be a roller coaster at the end of it or a character or something. I'm not waiting in line for a cookie.
You can go to the original one. And I don't know who was on here when I was talking about that. I know Steph was probably the original one. Have you been there, Chrissy?
My sister has. I have not. It's near where my sister lives.
So it's like, but you know, they have these little craft malls and then they have each section sells things.
Yeah.
Well, this Gideon's cookie is in a thing where you just have a little section and that is where it all started. And then across from it, it's like an ice cream place. And across from that is like a taco place and a cheese connoisseur. It's almost like a bunch of food trucks in one like craft mall kind of thing. You could go there and you probably would have, I mean, we only had to wait with one person in front of us. And so that's where we went the last time we got our cookies. But I'm going to tell you what, I have not sadly met a cake there that I don't like. But honestly, my favorite one so far from there, it's probably a tie between the peanut butter chocolate and the key lime. That key lime cake was amazing. But I know that Florida is known for their key lime. So, but Steph's going, but she said she doesn't like coconut or key lime.
No,
not even key lime.
Key lime's okay. I'm not wild about it. Coconut, I don't like. Like an Almond Joy, yuck, I'll spit it out.
Yeah, I think so. I really enjoy this like flavor of coconut. Like I love like a pina colada or...
I'll drink a pina colada.
I do agree. It's like the texture of coconut shavings can kind of... It just makes me feel like I have grass in my mouth. Like I just kind of... So if you can infuse a cake with like the coconut extract and flavoring and in like your buttercream without putting any shavings on it, I'd be all over that. But that one sounds like it has enough other stuff in it. Like I don't know, maybe I would give it, I probably wouldn't eat a lot of it. Like I would try it.
And the pickiest girl on the call tonight, it would be all over the coconut. I'd be like, give me this, I want to go down there and try that now.
So you ever go to Trader Sam's, Brandy, you need to try the tiki rum.
Okay.
It's made with coconut milk.
Okay.
So delicious. Well, thank you, Chrissy and Brandy, for helping Steph and I put out the rumors and news, although we didn't really have any rumors today. We want to give a shout out to Lee, Angel, Samantha, Sarah, Kirsten, Ashley, and happy birthday, Ben. And thank you for listening, reaching out to us. We love being able to celebrate the magic with you each week.
Thanks for listening. And please, if you could go on to Apple or Podbean and give us a rating or a comment, it would mean a lot to us. We, of course, love hearing from our listeners. Be sure to listen. Let us know what you want to hear more about. And we will do our very best to reshape our show to cater to your needs.
If you are interested in being a guest on our show, or if you have a question or comment, just text us at 636-373-4497. You can check us out on our social media account, The Mousecapades Podcast on Facebook. If you would like a free quote, contact Vicky, Stephanie, Brandy, or myself, Chrissy, at 636-373-4497.
And be sure to listen to Friday's show, where Vicky talks with Rebecca and Steve Thurman about their recent trip to Disney World. As always, thanks for listening to the number one podcast that entertains the space between your ears, The Mousecapades and More Podcast.
Well, ladies, I think it's about that time. Disney love.
Bibbidi-bobbidi-boo.
Farewell, foolish mortals.
Have a magical day, my friends.
It's time to be-
I only hope that we never lose sight of one thing, that it was all started by a mouse.